That, well, that's...
That saves time.
Okay. Welcome to the monthly board directors meeting of April 28th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman, absent. Commissioner Goodson.
Here.
Okay, white salute, please. Would you lead us, please?
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, acknowledgement of visitors. I don't see any visitors in the office. Is there anyone online?
Nope.
Okay. Board meeting minutes.
Yes, Madam Chair, we included the board meeting minutes from the last meeting. If you have any questions about those or if you notice any mistakes, then I can take care of that.
Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye. I'll make a motion that we adopt the meeting minutes from the...
You're slowing me down, dude.
Sorry. March 24th meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Employee safety meeting minutes?
Yes, Madam Chair, we had a employee safety meeting on April 21st. We included the minutes in your packet. If you have any questions about those, then I can answer those now.
You want to have any questions?
No questions.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the safety meeting minutes from April 21st, 2026.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Authorization of warrants?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Goodson came in yesterday and we went over those.
All is in order.
Just read that yellow part, yep.
Warrants paid at this meeting are numbers 31021 through 31097 in the amount of $1,815,885.97, including commissioner's check numbers 11751 through 11756. And electronic fund transfers.
Any questions? Would someone like to make a motion?
That is a motion.
That is, yeah, it's not second.
We'll take it. Oh,
okay.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Fiscal report.
Yes, Madam Chair, we included the fiscal reports for the period of March 2026 in your packet. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Anyone have any other corrections or questions regarding the budget?
Thank you.
Would someone like to make a motion to approve
the... These ones are just for information.
Oh, okay.
No motion needed.
Budget approval.
Yes, Madam Chair. So last month we brought the first draft of the budget to you guys, gave you a month to look at it, took in comments and questions from you guys, the board members, during the month, made the adjustments to the budget. We added $15,000 to the fuel budget. We added $30,000 to one of the accounts to raise the manholes on Highway 162 due to the project that Caltrans is doing. That was the regulatory and capital account. And we took off some confusing asterisks that weren't necessarily needed in the budget to make it make sense. So those are the edits and adjustments that I made from last month. So we're asking you guys to adopt the budget for the fiscal year of 26-27.
Any questions? I'll accept the motion.
I move that we adopt the annual budget for fiscal year 26 through 27.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes, Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalato?
Yes.
Commissioner Goodson?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, attorney's report?
We've heard from the attorney this time in the K&M litigation. I'm not sure if everyone's aware, but he's supposed to be reaching out to schedule debt.
I have been reaching out, so I think we kind of nailed down the 28th for I think, four of the five. I'm still working on City Councilman Thompson.
Oh.
So, but I should be able to nail him down, too. So I think we're going to be doing the May 28th for the depositions. Mine might go into the 29th because it's supposed to be longer, but...
Mm-hmm. So otherwise, nothing else to report.
Were you able to work it out with Brad?
Yeah, I just talked to him today. I was there, and he's hoping he'll be home by then. If he's not, then we can do it Zoom. So I'll have to probably go there, set up the Zoom, or Sarah, our attorney from Clarentino. I don't know which one of us, but one of us will have to be there with him, but we'll get it done.
How does that work? Is it similar to the little meeting we had before with the attorney, or is it more official? How's that going to work?
It'll be more official. I'm not sure what meeting you're referring to, but yes, there'll be somebody to administer.
I've been disposed before, and we met at a legal firm,
mm-hmm.
and just in an office, a conference room, and it was me and two other attorneys in the room and someone on a conference.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be Sarah and then Schmale from Colentino, and then opposing counsel will be there to ask you the questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But she's going to want to talk to you guys before, give you some advice on how to answer. I'm not sure exactly, but we need to be. She wants to talk
to
us first.
The same question 20 times, words different.
Yeah, you'll get that's questions right. From both sides.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it'd be like a mini court proceeding.
What is the anticipated outcome?
Yeah.
Of what?
A deposition.
Yes.
Of the entire case.
Well, okay, that too.
I have to get back to you on that and give you
Colentino's pretty confident that we're not going to lose the case.
Yeah.
He's pretty confident. Or we wouldn't be here probably if he thought we probably would have settled or something like that, but he's like, no, this is a winner. So,
when's the deadline?
5 years from when they filed. So I think 2020's coming up here in 2026 is the deadline.
Because
they filed in 21.
Any other comments? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Manager's report.
Yes, Madam Chair. So, like I told you guys last month, the tie-ins and stuff, the complicated part for my operators is starting to happen out here at the construction, taking stuff in and out of service while they're connecting and hooking up and changing pipes and doing things like that. So we've been doing that. We did the WAS line, which is our waste activated sludge line, that had to be tied in. We did that one. We're in the process of bringing in another line from the new clarifier into the chlorine contact basin, so that's happening right now. Guys had to make some switches to get that done. We will be bringing the new mixed liquor lines in here shortly, and then we will be bypassing and fixing the RAS building. So that one should be the most challenging for everybody involved, including my guys. We got the budget on here. Oh, United Sun is working. They've showed up. They're going to bring in gravel next week and start laying that down, and then start getting their ground screws in the ground for their panels, their racking system. Let's see here. Rudy Creek is making significant progress. They got the valve vault poured, and the wet well is already poured, and it's there. So if anyone wants me to take them over there, I can totally take you over there and kind of give you an update. Or if you just want to drive by on Highway 162 over there, you can check out the progress. Talk to the county on two different things. So we've kind of worked out the issues we were having with them giving us our reimbursements back, because they owe us $7 million currently. They've owed it to us for quite some time, and they mm-hmm. keep coming up with different reasons why our paperwork doesn't match to mm-hmm. get the money back. At this point, it seems like they're grasping at straws, and they're just making interest off our money, is my opinion, because we had a meeting with HCD, and they're like, yeah, no, this is all good, and then they came back with some more nonsense. Mike is kind of going through it with them. That's one that I kind of have to stay, I don't have to, but I've stayed out of a little bit, because I get a little more fired up than Micah does, so Micah's the right guy on that. But we'll get paid. We'll get our $7 million. We'll jump through all their hoops. The other conversation I had with them is we should know by next month, June, on the extra $6.3 million if we'll be getting that as well. So I'll keep you guys informed, obviously, on that. My entity reports, Thermalito Water Sewer, just been keeping them informed on the progress of Rudy Creek. City of Oroville, I've been working with them and brought them in on the county complex expansion. They added 139 beds. The city messed up when they looked at it and told them that there was no impact. So luckily we caught it, that happened, and we went back, and this was former employees, no longer at the city anymore.
I know. And that I was just going to, in case you didn't bring that up, I was going to
say, yes, he's
no longer there.
So I've contacted Tim Cabert, the new Public Works Director. He's on board. I was talked to Ryan Ring. He's on board. So the county's being totally cooperative. They're not trying to hide anything or not pay. So we set up a capacity study to Jacobs Engineering to see what the EDU count will equate to with the 100 beds in the jail, 39 beds in the mental health, I think, and then there's a bunch of other fixtures that are going in. So we set the plans up and all the counts up to the engineers. They'll give us an EDU count, and then we'll hit the county. So you guys should be getting some connection fees. We should be getting connection fees, and then there should be more monthly service fees for everybody involved. Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure how many EDUs that'll work out to, but it should be a decent amount. I've been working with Loepud. I guess you guys have had some medical insurance increases that Manager Goyer is not real stoked about. So he's been working with me to talk to who we ended up changing to our medical insurance with last year when we separated from the city. So I've just been kind of working with him and help figure that situation out for you guys. And then finally, yesterday we hosted the Rotary Club. They did their lunch here. We gave them a little PowerPoint presentation on the projects that we've completed and that are in the process. And then I gave them a little tour as much as I could with the construction going on. They all were pretty happy and seemed to enjoy it. And, they asked me to do it, and I figured it can't help or can't hurt to, include the community in what's going on down here. So. We were glad to do it.
This isn't a project you just reach out on occasion quarterly for public outreach organizations or nonprofits that want to have a tour?
Yeah, we can with anybody. I didn't really reach out to them. The mayor, because he's part of the Rotary Club, so he volunteered me another time. Me and Mikey went down and did a presentation for them there, and then they came here this time. This one, I don't know if it was the mayor or if this one. We have a really good relationship with Crystal and the who runs our account for us at Golden Valley, and she was the one that reached out to me about the Rotary Club this time. So I don't know if it was from the Mayor Pittman or her, but either way. But yes, if you have any other groups that you would be interested, I can totally contact them and
set up a tour.
And we're totally into the kids too, like the schools, if they want to come down. Obviously not like you really young kids.
With construction, it would be different.
Yeah, during the construction, probably not. But middle school and high school, we're totally open to having them down too, just to educate them. So that's all I got.
Okay. Well, you did a presentation for the Board of Realtors last year or the year before, and that was very well received.
Yep, and some of them were here at the Rotary Club.
So oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn. Any visitors' comments? I don't see any visitors here. Commissioners and staff comments? Comments?
Nope.
Perhaps we should go over the Code of Ethics. Yeah. Did anybody have any, challenging?
Well, with my work, I have done probably 2 days of each one of those subjects that we're taking for Lake Warville, too. So
yeah.
I asked if I could challenge the classes, and they said,
I know, I do that as well. You can't. But Micah. we can't mention that.
Okay, so the meeting is adjourned.
There you go.
And our next meeting is May 26th at 5 o'clock.
So, Micah, it's probably on Amazon. You can Google a clicker that you can step away from the meeting. Go have breakfast at IHOP's, and it will click until the end.
You set it on your keyboard, and it just goes.
Do you remember that Simpsons, the little bird?
Yeah.
Every 30 seconds, it just rotates.
I mean, 6 hour meeting.
Well, nowadays, it goes about 5 minutes, and then you got to answer questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then another 15 minutes, you got to answer questions.
The other ones, you can.
And then it wouldn't let me print, so I had to go down and have Kelly print it, and I said, send it to Christina.
There you go.
You could download an AI bot that'll just move the mouse around for you the whole time.
Right. And if you Stupid Copilot will answer the question.
Oh, yeah. He's just watching the screen. That's right.
That's
a brand new world. I can't imagine being a student.
Put more time in the
program. I just can't. I wouldn't learn a thing. Oh, yeah, or a teacher.
Now, one of my kids, to figure out how to cheat.
One of my kids' teachers is like the anti-cheating.